Welcome to Fearless Radio, folks. This is Steve Shank, and we're glad to have you aboard this beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon. Oh, interesting thing. I've been observing kind of what's going on in the country, as we always do, and I've been talking to some folks that call in from time to time and talk to us at the task force about putting in their food supply and getting their prosperity programs going for them and getting prepared for emergencies and all of that kind of good stuff. And I've concluded something interesting. You know, a lot of times we're in a situation where we're distracted. You know, the things that we fight about, the things that we worry over, the things that we resist, oftentimes are distractions. They're distractions from what the real issue is. Many of you have heard me comment on the gun control issue back a couple programs ago. And from time to time, we've commented briefly on the abortion issue. And we also have, you know, the circumstances with regard to food supplies. Remember, the policy of Fearless Radio is to never be against anything because it wastes a lot of energy and it puts power and energy into that which we are resisting and that which we are against. And so as a result, we find ourselves in a situation where we're fighting against something rather than accomplishing something and going forward with it. Well, I guess maybe one of the things that we deal with a lot of times, you know, that one of the things that aggravates the daylights out of me is the fact that we have a lot of people gathering information on all the stuff that's going wrong in the country. And the problem with that is that is a distraction. It distracts us as we go along and discover that they're proving again and again how stupid things are and with our leadership and this type of thing. But the fact is that knowledge is useless unless it's applied. And I guess maybe I've got a concept now, guys. We're going to have an intelligence test for some of the people that we evaluate, and also for ourselves. This is you're familiar with the fact that most intelligence tests refer to the IQ, that's the intelligence quotient, and it's measured against a number of 100 being kind of just about average and decent intelligence and all that kind of good stuff. But I have something called a BRQ. This is a different kind of an intelligence quotient. It's the box of rocks intelligence quotient. So it's called the BRQ. And let me tell you how it kind of goes. If we've gathered some information about what's going on in the country and some things that we don't care for, and we haven't decided what we can do for ourselves with what we need to do, then we have an interesting situation, and that's where the box of rocks quotient comes in. And we'll talk about that after this first break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Talking about the box of rocks intelligence quotient. And here's how it goes. If somebody has the solution to a problem, but they just keep worrying over it and not doing anything about it. In other words, if you have the solution, there is no problem. But if you have the solution and you do nothing about implementing the solution, then as far as the intelligence quotient that we have here on Fearless Radio, you are dumber than a box of rocks. So therefore, you have a BRQ of minus one. Isn't that an interesting concept? How many of our leadership are aware of things that they aren't implementing, and how much of our leadership is getting an intelligence quotient based on the way we just defined it as being dumber than a box of rocks. But, you know, that's okay, because that's kind of what they do. We have a representative form of government. Now, what in the dickens does all of this junk that I'm talking about with the intelligence quotient and all that kind of stuff have to do with Fearless Radio and everyone getting prepared so that they can truly be fearless? In other words, they have their food, they have all of their finances in good order, they are prepared for emergencies, and they also have their health taken care of. What's it got to do with that? It has to do with us as individuals. You see, we live in a society, but we are individuals that make up that society. And a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And so if you consider each one of us links, and some of our links are going and wringing their hands over the abortion issue. Some of our links are going and wringing their hands over the gun control issue. Some of them are going and wringing their hands over proof that the towers going down was an inside job. All of these are distractions, but each one of those things, what are they doing about it? And if they're distractions, what is the real issue? Interesting thought, isn't it? The issue on gun control is not, oddly enough, guys, the Second Amendment right to bear arms. Why in the heck do we want to bear arms? Very simply, as a deterrent to harm to us or our families. And many of us don't want to bear arms. What will we do for a deterrent? Well, I've told you before, the task force is working on a deterrent that everyone can have, and it's called communication. It's called communication, and it's a system whereby people that are members of the soon-to-be-announced hotline are going to be able to participate in, and we can have instant communication with any of us throughout the entire country. But be that as it may, since we haven't announced it yet, I'm messing with your heads, guys, but anyway, since we haven't announced it yet, the very simple issue with regard to the Second Amendment rights is as a deterrent to what they were concerned about when they started this country, government control of the people. If the government fears the people, Thomas Jefferson, if the government fears the people, we have freedom, we have liberty. If the people fear the government, we have tyranny. That's why they made it such an important issue that they made it the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, that the people should be able to be armed as a deterrent to anyone controlling their liberties. That also applies to someone who goes nuts and decides they're going to shoot fish in the barrel and get into a case of Ramboism, like this idiot in Virginia, and like the other idiot down in Texas at the Luby's cafeteria. But the fact is that we have a constant circumstance with our people where they do not go and take a look at an issue and recognize the substance of the issue. Instead, they get distracted over whether we have a right to bear arms. Well, that's not even an issue. What's the issue is deterrence and safety of ourselves and our family. If you want to carry a bow and arrow and say, hey, I got a bow and arrow, you mess with me and I'll make you like a pincushion, that's fine. You want to carry a club. But the main thing is, and the issue that people don't want to recognize, including the people who say, oh, I wouldn't want to touch a gun, the people that have mysticized this piece of equipment, this tool, and are for the control of guns. They assume that if you control the guns that you'll control the idiots. Well, I hate to tell you this, guys, but no matter what kind of controls, no matter what kind of laws you pass, whatever you do, you're going to have idiots. The difference is, do you take a knife to a gunfight? Do you take your fists to a knife fight? Or do you stand there placidly and be a pacifist in a fist fight? I mean, it's a matter of degree, and it's a matter of technological advancement. Why in the dickens did we mess with the Cold War? We lined up the United States, and we were in opposition to the Soviet Union. Okay, everybody's scrambling like crazy to get on top of the other one with regard to technological advancement of weaponry and the ability to sneak in and learn what the other guy was doing. And all of this huge waste of energy and resources and lives and all of this kind of stuff just to play the game of one-upmanship so nobody had an advantage over anybody else. Interesting deal, right? Okay, why did we do that? the whole idea of the Star Wars issue, the Star Wars debate and everything, you know, I think it's kind of interesting. One of the things, we are extremely, I'm not going to blame everybody else in the organization. I'm going to say I am extremely arrogant. I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt, just as sure as I'm sitting here looking stupid. Oh, no, I'm not supposed to be looking stupid. I'm supposed to be looking ugly. But the fact is that I am as sure as I'm sitting here that the things that we tell you on Fearless Radio here, those things that we tell you are absolutely true. We will never tell you anything that's not true. We don't give you any theories. We don't give you anything to debate over. When we make a statement like this, if you have the solution, you have no problem. If you do not have the solution, I'm sorry, if you have the solution but you do not live it, then you are part of the problem. Okay? If you have the solution and you do not live it or act accordingly, then you are part of the problem. Now, the interesting thing that I've got to tell you is that when we were dealing with the Cold War issues, with these blocks of nations lining up against each other in opposition to each other and building their resources, their military resources up so that one deterred the other and deterred the other, it was a stalemate. It's just like if you're walking down the street and you happen to have a concealed weapons permit and you have it, you know, under your jacket, and all of a sudden a guy jumps out of the shadows and he's also carrying, you have a stalemate. You pull the jacket aside, show him that you can match him, and guess where he goes? He's going to disappear. But if you are one of the sheep to be fleeced and he jumps out of the shadows and you have nothing, or you might even have a knife. Now, I know that some of you knife fighters out there, guys that are well trained in the martial arts or in combat training. In fact, we're going to be bringing on a member of the task force here that's going to be advising us for personal and home safety and protection, how to set things up. And in fact, those of you who want to put in some weaponry to protect your home, we're going to talk about 12-gauge shotguns and whatever else you need and give some good counsel and advice. We are not gun-toting idiots that want to run around being macho like many of the people, oddly enough, that gravitate toward the control mechanism in the country. And I wish the psychological test could sort them out. We have a lot of good police folks. I will never intentionally, unless I make a mistake, use the term law enforcement because it implies that it's us versus them, and they better dadgum well be on our side. So I won't call them law enforcement people. I will call them police forces, peace officers, anything else that's positive and it's on my side. But anyway, the fact is that we'll be having some training and some general good information. But the deterrent issue, if you are capable to match force with force, if necessary, then oddly enough, you will never have to use the force, or very seldom. And we've got a break coming up, and I'll see you on the other side.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
And we were talking about distractions. We're putting up a new website, and for those of you that track that type of thing, look on efoodsdirect.com. That will be changing over the next couple of days to a new website. We're going to be adding some commentary and some updates and some regular information. We very shortly will be starting a hotline where people who sign up and are part of it will receive editorials, information, alerts, and be able to feed back to us information from around the country. And then we will share it with the rest of the members of the hotline. There are some tremendous opportunities and advantages with that. And here again, it's just absolutely crucial that you stay in touch with us here at the Fearless Task Force. The phone numbers for putting in your food supply, for dealing with your prosperity issues. We're not even going to talk about debt anymore. There are too many shysters and crooks out there telling you to get out of debt, and also the people who are doing well don't like to think about debt, but we're going to talk about prosperity. Whatever your situation is and whatever payments you're making, the task force has a team of people that are perfectly capable of turning your present financial circumstance into a prosperity strategy. Whatever your circumstance is, if you're making payments, that's wonderful because you have set yourself up for a prosperity strategy that you can't possibly imagine in terms of its capability of expanding your financial circumstance very, very quickly and resolving some of the issues that you may have. Call 800-409-5633, and that's 800-409-5633, and get in touch with the task force for food supplies. You got to realize that this is moving very, very quickly. We have an announcement that we're just absolutely excited to make. We're just waiting until our web people can get it up on the site, and then we'll be turning loose a blockbuster with regard to food supplies like has never occurred in the history of this country. The capacity of people to put in food that is outstandingly nutritious and capable of accomplishing more than you ever imagined that a silly little supply of food could do is here. And I wanted to announce it today, but I can't because we would have too much of an influx and we wouldn't be able to handle it. Anyway, back to the deterrent thing. If nations, if blocks of nations use deterrence as a means by which to guarantee their safety, why would it not make sense for a neighborhood to post a sign as you enter the neighborhood? We have, 25% of the families here in our neighborhood that are hunters and or carry concealed weapon permits and or have baseball bats behind the door and or a shotgun someplace in the house. We don't have to get all that defined, but are well-armed. And we welcome you to our neighborhood. The response time to this particular part from the headquarters of the police department here in American Fork, Utah, is 7 minutes. The response time of our neighbors, backing neighbors, is 7 seconds. Visit our neighborhood and be happy and enjoy it with us in perfect safety, knowing that we love and care for you just like we love and care for our family. What if a sign like that was placed in the front of every neighborhood? And the neighborhood got together and said, well, now some of us don't like to carry guns. And some of us think that the gun nuts are a little bit goofy and half a bubble off, but we sure would love to have anybody coming into the neighborhood know that we have neighbors that will cover for us if there should be any consternation with regard to your presence here visiting our neighborhood. I would gauge that it would have almost the same effect as the experiments they've done in a couple of the major cities, where they singled out a certain block of a neighborhood, and they made the entire area aware that that block was armed, and all of a sudden the crime, and they did this in a couple of crime areas, all of a sudden the crimes disappeared. They weren't even there. We've had a couple little towns that require everybody to have a gun in their house, some sort of weapon in their home. Now, this isn't gun insanity, and everybody, and this is a perfect issue of the distraction. And it happens with all of the main things that people are out there gnawing on and being on two sides of the fence. You see, truth, there are no two sides of the fence. Realistically, with regard to the Second Amendment intention, there aren't two sides of the fence. There's only truth. And it looks like we've got another break. Boy, I'm just burning through this hour. Something fierce here, guys. Okay, be back to you on the other side of this break with Fearless Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Talking about deterrence, we were talking about, you know, I don't know whether I want to call it the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment, or whether I want to call it gun control. I really don't want to call it either one of those. I don't like the term control. If I repeat it, that means I'm giving energy and power to it. If I call it a right to bear arms, I don't like the perspective of that. It's just very simply, if we have any kind of a perceived potential threat, it's the responsibility of anyone who cares about themselves or their family to match and deter that potential threat. Here's the distraction, guys. We have a bunch of liberals that think, for some reason, I have no idea, that by eliminating guns that you're going to eliminate criminals, and that comes in the category of the DRQ of about a minus 10. That's 10 times dumber than a box of rocks. And the fascinating thing is, it doesn't work with nations. It doesn't work with communities. A community that doesn't have some sort of a police force becomes virtually a target, and they become dead meat for anyone that wants to walk in and be a stinker. You know, guns don't create stinkers. Stinkers use guns.
And if you don't want something to be to stink, you spray some deodorant. Deodorant on it, and it's called a deterrent. Maybe the whole issue of guns and carrying them or not comes down to whether you're going to use deodorant or not. I love it. Hey, this is a new one, folks. I've got to listen to this one again myself. The gun issue is a question of deodorant. Do you want to deal with the stinkers by carrying deodorant, or do you want to be totally exposed to the bacteria and the fungus of life? Think about it. Now, so here's the distraction. We get that out there, and some of us gnaw on the fact that we have a right to carry guns. Others gnaw on the fact that, well, nobody should need a gun. Well, that's fine, but hope in one hand, spit in the other. Why do cops carry guns? Oh. Now, can police respond as quickly to your home as you can? No. And how long does it take for a crime or a murder or a shooting to take place? It's in terms of seconds. Can your neighbor respond to a call from you quicker than the police can, no matter how well-intended the police are? Now, we could park a police cruiser at the beginning of every single block, provided that they didn't have to travel too far down that block, that street, and they could respond almost as quickly as maybe your neighbor can, and nowhere near as quickly as you can. Interesting deal. Calling 911 takes how long to dial a telephone? You could be dead by then. And I'm not speaking pejoratively of the 911 issue. I'm talking about common sense. What is the issue? The issue isn't whether you can carry a gun or not. Tell me I can't do something immediately. I want to do it. That's true. That's like telling a three-year-old not to shove beans up their nose. But the fact is that that's not the issue. Saying, oh, you get the guns off the streets, you get crime off the streets, that's not the issue. You can look at the world through rose-colored glasses, but some bugger's going to shoot you in the right eye through those glasses when the reality hits that some bad guys have guns. Think about it. Okay? So we are, as the Savior said, gagging at gnats, which is the issue of whether somebody should want to carry a gun or not, the issue of whether we have a right to carry a gun or not, and swallowing camels, that the bad guys have guns. And if you are going to deter force, you have to at least display or have available or immediately accessible an equal and offsetting force to match that which would be mounted against you. It's the way wars work. It's the way countries work. And it's the way people have always worked. Why do people take martial arts? Most of the people taking martial arts don't want to go out and beat somebody up. The gun controlist should be saying, oh my gosh, don't teach anybody martial arts, because it'll make a whole bunch of people out there beating people up. Well, martial arts is exactly like guns. Some bad guys take it, and some bad guys go out and beat people up. I will guarantee you that every bodyguard for every criminal in this country, mafia or whatever, and I might be stretching it a bit. Any of you mafiosos that don't have bodyguards that have martial arts training, you're missing a bat, guys. Here I am. Arrogant bugger, I'm telling the mafia how to run their business, and pretty soon I'll tell the Ku Klux Klan that they're barking up the wrong tree, and they've been deceived too, and they've been distracted, and I'll talk about that one time. But follow this. Taking the guns away from people who would be willing to have them in their homes as a deterrent or protection, or to carry them if they chose to. It's all, if you don't like guns, you don't have to carry the darn things. But be glad that somebody does. Be glad that the cops are willing to carry guns in the event that you do have the time to wait for the 10 minutes for the cruiser to finally respond to your plea for help. Okay? because it takes at least 3 or 4 minutes to get 911 on board. Then they have to call the police, and then they have to get the directions to the guys, and they have to come from wherever they are. No matter how well-intended they are, they can't respond as quickly as you can, and they can't respond as quickly as your neighbor can. And if we have neighbors watching out for neighbors, as this country should be, gee whiz, think about it. And you go back to the martial arts training. If everybody had training in martial arts, just basic stuff, the guys that were using physical force to deal with people would have some second thoughts. If every person that's walking down the street could be a black belt, they would be playing Russian roulette by picking on anybody, and they would go someplace where they didn't have it. Crime and despots and totalitarian governments and all evil control systems pick not on the strong, but they pick on the weak. They enslave the weak. You don't want to be enslaved, you don't be weak. Now, this gets on the BRQ intelligence quotient issue. If you can't figure that out, you qualify for being dumber than a box of rocks. Okay? Force always picks on weakness. Force never picks on force. And that's why we have something called deterrence. So the whole idea behind distraction is that it gets us over gnawing on something that's not the real issue. We get over there and we gag on that gnat, as the Savior said, and then we swallow the camel of being weak with no protection, with no deterrent force, and we become fair game for anybody that goes and steals a gun or black markets a gun. I saw a movie. Now, many of you wouldn't want your kids to watch this. I don't know why they have to use the F word just to get a good old R rating so people will watch the stupid movie. But the interesting thing is it was based on some real events. It was called The Lord of War, as opposed to Warlord, The Lord of War. It had Nicolas Cage in it, and it was based on true events. The main five countries that are the UN Security Council are the biggest gun runners in the world. They are in arms dealing huge. They sell arms to all these little countries to go kill each other off and shoot each other, and they make huge amounts. They have private gun runners. You see, the nation that is trying, that those of you who are against the citizens having a deterrent, the nation who is that you're using to try and control, the government that you're trying to use to control the people from protecting themselves, is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, gun runner in the world. We're selling guns all over the place. And the ones that we don't sell as a nation, that Russia doesn't sell as, the Soviet bloc doesn't sell as a nation or a country bloc, that England doesn't sell as a nation, are being sold by privateers who are being winked at in being able to sell to those countries who it would be politically incorrect for our country to sell to. So they're doing it under the table, and they are protected, they're watched over, and there's this facade of pointing some of the control and the police organizations, the Interpol and all that, at finding and catching these guys. But when they're caught, they're protected by the big guys, and they go free, and the guns continue to be sold. And so Betty Boop, that is way on the liberal side and wouldn't touch a gun because they're evil, is wanting the government that sells more guns to more people and has more people killed in third world countries to control her own neighbors so that they can't protect themselves from the force of evil that will have guns, even if they... Are you telling me if they mopped up every gun in this country, which they would never be able to do, but if they mopped up every gun in this country, are you telling me that the crime bosses, that the cartels of crime in this country and out would not be able to set up their own stinking manufacturing operation to make guns if they needed them? Come on, give me a break. Evil will always be well-armed. And the only way that good... You know, they say that for evil to prosper and succeed, all it takes is for good men to do nothing. Well, we've got some good men and women out there that are saying, hey, just let me carry a stinking gun. I don't plan to shoot anybody, for crying out loud. It'd scare me to death. I'd feel miserable. It'd destroy my life for the rest of my life. I had killed another human being. These people don't want to kill anybody. They would have to go through, if they ended up having to use their gun, they could justify it logically, but emotionally they'd be struggling with almost the same thing that these young mothers that don't know any better and end up getting an abortion and then have to struggle for the rest of their life with the emotional issues of motherhood, which is innate instinct, being aborted. And they have killed that which they were geared up emotionally, mentally, spiritually to care for. The people that carry guns don't want to shoot anybody. Don't want to shoot anybody. But let's face it, guys, we're gagging at gnats and swallowing the camel of being sheep ready to be fleeced at anyone who carries a knife, who is nutty enough to think that there is not enough plenty in the world, so I am going to take it away from those who have it. And no matter how poor or rich you are, there's someone who is poorer than you are, who has a fallacious, stupid perspective on life that says, you are the bad guy, and because you have, they have a right to take it away from you, and they will arm themselves just enough to be more armed and technologically advanced to you so that they can have power over you. Power always feeds on weakness. If you're the weak one, then you will be fed on, whether it's by another individual, whether it's by criminals. If you are weak, you know, the old forefathers used to say everybody ought to be a lawyer, not an attorney. They outlawed the ability of attorneys to even hold public office. You know why? I figured it out just the other day, guys. I figured it out. Truth is, you know, some of the things that we say here are nifty little ways of stating the truth that you've never heard before, and you've heard it here on Fearless Radio. If you quote us, feel free, but don't attribute it to the fact that we came up with this wonderful thought. If we state a truth here, and truth never has two sides to argue, we will never, ever, on this radio program, agree to disagree with anybody. Because whichever one is wrong, that's where we will disagree, and whichever one is right, we will agree. And if two people come to the same truth, there cannot possibly be any disagreement. So the truths that we state here are impossible to disagree with. If you decide to quote it, don't quote Steve Shank. Quote nobody, because that's all I am. All I'm doing is stating what you already know and what rings true to you, because it is just true. So truth is, it isn't owned or created by any one individual. It just is. Okay? And the fact that power, however it's achieved, will feed on and overtake weakness every single time, whether you're talking about nations, whether you're talking about states, whether you're talking about governments, police forces, people, doesn't make any difference. Within your own families, the strong ones will take advantage of the weak ones unless they're strong and true love and caring. It's the way it goes. Strength has two ways it can go. It can either go good or it can go bad. Strength and power in the hands of a moral, right-thinking, good person, good Christian person, accomplishes marvelous and wonderful things. Dr. Albert Schweitzer, you know, accomplished wonderful and marvelous things. A powerful, powerful man. Einstein accomplished wonderful and marvelous things, but he was distraught at the fact that his accomplishments were perverted. All things can be for good or for evil. And back on the other side for the summation of this hour of Fearless Radio.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Segment of the first hour of Fearless Radio for this Sunday afternoon on Republic Broadcasting Radio. We've been talking about distraction. The fact that so many of us are distracted by what's going on out there and the bad news that we aren't doing anything about the knowledge that we're gaining. And here's the quote for the day. If you have the solution, there is no problem. However, if you have the solution and don't live it, you're part of the problem. Think about that. Think about that. You see, as we prepare ourselves, I mentioned very early on in the program that one of the stipulations that we have for any of our discussions here is not to be against anything. Oh, that's wrong. I am going to be against stupidity and people functioning at the mental level of being dumber than a box of rocks, the new IQ quotient, I guess. But the fact is, the ability to see what the real issue is. With the gun issues, it's not about whether you should be able to allow to carry guns or anything. That's the gnat. People gag on that. The camel that we're swallowing is the importance of having some means of protection for every individual and every family so that they can be matched technologically with those who would prey upon them. Because power preys on weakness. That's the other quote. Write that down. Write it on your forehead. Power preys on weakness. Power and surprise prey on weakness and unpreparedness. One of the things that we're trying to do here on Fearless Radio is tell you, be prepared so that you never need to fear. You never have any surprises. We know there are food shortages already in place. We know that people will not be able to get food, that food will have to be controlled and rationed. And so in order for you to prepare that you need not fear for being able to feed you and your family, you need to get your food supply in. Get in touch with the J. Michael Stevens Group. They're one of the key members of the Fearless Task Force. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. And that's on efoodsdirect.com. Listen to the lectures that are up there if you have high-speed internet. Call in and ask for packets to be sent out if you're not computer savvy. The objective here is to make as many of us as fearless as possible. But let's not gag at gnats and swallow camels. Let's make sure that we are dealing with the true issue, that of deterrence, rather than whether we can carry or not. But remember always, if it is to be, it's up to me, but freedom is never free. See you on the other side of the hour.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact,